Good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I think most local authority representatives here in this room would agree that the way we are working today is going through an enormous shift. Before, we used to be highly focused on hardware, right? Building roads and buildings, etc. And now the emphasis is getting stronger and stronger on software. So values, engagement, transformation, transforming behaviors. This is a challenge. Another challenge comes from the fact that before, our citizens used to be our clients. They would be at the end of a whole chain of decision making. And now, citizens are in the center of the decision making process. Another challenge, I would say, is the fact that we are all trying to surf the digital wave. But at the same time, we do not want to dehumanize policies. And this backdrop really has an influence in the way we work. At a macro level, there's also interesting shifts happening. There's an affirmation of cities and the subnational level. So nation states are engulfed in bureaucracy or ideology. They're not responding as closely to the people or as quickly as city states are, or city local authorities. At the same time, there's a huge distrust in public institutions. So this is the backdrop. This is the backdrop against which we are working. And every day we, in Qashqai, and I guess like everyone here, we work to provide quality of life and well-being. What does this mean? Well, this means providing basic and high quality services, but it also means closing the gap. Closing the gap between the vulnerable and the less vulnerable. It also means enhancing trust. This is very important, and enhancing the sense of belonging. So how do we in Qashqai go about this? Well, for one, we have an umbrella. It's called SDGs. This is obvious. It's a no-brainer. There has never, ever been such a universal consensual framework with a clear vision. I know it's not obvious how we get to this vision, but it's true. There has never been such a common language or such a shared possibility to get there. So of course, we're using this to take us forward. But so this is the umbrella. What do we have at the base? In Qashqai, we have two things, people and numbers. I'll explain. So people, what we mean by people is participatory processes. Yes, people go out and vote every 4 years. Is this engagement? It's not engagement. Do we want a community or a society that is apathic and passive? No. We want them to be involved because we know that if they are involved, our policies will be much more solid, much sounder. If they are involved, we will have a resilient society. So how do we do this? We supply like a menu of tools or programs that citizens can use to be participative. Not everyone is the same. Some people are digitally prone. Others like to participate sporadically, others regularly, others presentially. So we have an array, a menu of tools that citizens can use. I will highlight one, my favorite, participatory budget. We've had it for 9 years. It's the largest in Europe, money-wise and voters-wise. And this makes us very proud, not so much because of the numbers are important, but because of the richness of the process. It's highly focused on presential participation. People need to get out of the comfort of their homes to come to public sessions and discuss ideas and negotiate and concede and mobilize and have people vote. And at the end of the day, this is the most enriching part of the whole process. But when I say people, I also mean the people working in the municipality, because just like the other citizens, if they're not involved, there is no sense of ownership, right? So, for example, on SDGs, every single one of the 3,000 staff members in the council will have training. They will understand what SDGs are about. And better than that, they will have their say on how we're faring on each target. And then a smaller group of staff members will participate in designing the indicators, in localizing, in prioritizing. And this is how we bridge the us and them. This is how we build trust. And now to numbers. What do I mean by numbers? Well, numbers is data, hard data technology. It's science-based policy. Another example, in Kashgar, we have a control center. It monitors traffic, environmental operations. It's a one-stop call center. Let's say a pipe bursts somewhere in town. A citizen calls in. The control center will activate the relevant department. It goes there, but the control center will also activate the municipal police that will then close the streets, and the civil protection department that will keep an eye on whatever may happen. And if other citizens call in, they will be told, yes, this problem has been identified and we're taking care of it. And the traffic has been diverted in this direction. We're using technology as a means to solve problems. It's not an end in itself, it's a mean. In Qashqaj, we've used people-related tools and money, number-related tools to solve our three biggest vulnerability hotspots. These are housing, climate change, and mobility. Very, very, very vulnerable hotspots. And the way we approached them, we involved academia, we involved the private sector, we put people in the center, and we generated skills in-house. Some staff members even had their PhD taken from working on these projects. So for housing, and like many cities around here, we are a victim of gentrification. We are a victim of old-fashioned social housing policies that have to end because they are doing nothing to promote social cohesion. We've created ghettos instead of creating integration. Gentrification has detached young people from the council, from our territory. This does nothing for the sense of belonging. It does nothing for the sense of identity. So we're on the learning curve. We identified vacant spots. We've identified derelict buildings. We've identified funding opportunities. And I hope to be able to tell you a lot more next year. My colleague that is working on urban planning is heading all this. And we're happy to learn from everyone around here. Climate change. We worked with academia to clearly understand the scenarios. We need to know what happens in 2050. Sorry. I will wrap up. I just want to say that wise, we broke up with the Metropolitan. It was a bold move, Metropolitan bus transport system. And now in 2020, we will have free bus transport for everyone. I want to say it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to connect the supranational level with the subnational level. And I'm hoping that today we can all work together to build this new trust. Thank you.